But 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30, after preaching this morning, and I was praying about this, and seemed like the Lord led me here, and I preached from this thought several times over the years. 1 Samuel chapter 30, when you get there, let's stand, amen, in honor of God's word. Very familiar scripture for anyone that's been in church any amount of time. I want to preach a little while on you. Encourage yourself. You know, a lot of times we come to church, and you ought to come to church for encouragement, amen? But we ought to come to church to worship the Lord. But we come to church for encouragement because we know out there we ain't going to get none, amen? So when we come to church, we ought to come looking for encouragement. But every once in a while, you just got to encourage yourself. Amen. I got a good friend of mine that's going through, and let me just say this. Depression is a real thing. Anxiety is a real thing. Just like I said this morning, you know, the roar is real. Satan is real. And I got a good friend of mine battling now. Right? When I say battling, I mean battling. I'm not talking about just playing around. I'm talking about in a deep, deep, dark hole. God knows who it is, and I want you to pray for him. A preacher friend. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself. You know, well, it's one thing to look to the pastor for encouragement. You got the same Bible I got. Amen. You got the same God I got. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 30. If you're there, say amen. Amen. Look at verse 1. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Somebody got a reason to be upset. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. You ever been there? When you cried and you just can't cry no more. You just let it all out there, and there just ain't nothing else to let out. The Bible says they wept until they couldn't weep anymore. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelite and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. Now listen to this. For the people spake of stoning him. It's always somebody else's fault. The people spake of stoning him because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Sometimes, now you get a picture. David has been running from Saul. David is out there trying to lead the men. The Amalekites come in. They take captain. They burn everything they've got. They take captain, all the people, all the animals. And there's nothing left. I mean, everybody is upset. Everybody is crying. Everybody is weeping. And David, his two wives are gone. And now the people are talking about trying to kill David because David's the leader. And the Bible says that David just encouraged himself in his God. Sometimes you got to encourage yourself, amen? Let's pray. Lord, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. We got someone to call on. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, you'd help us. God, maybe there's somebody in this building right now under the sound of my voice, God, going through a hard time, going through discouragement, depression, God. God, help us right now, dear God, to get our eyes on you, God, get focused on you, Lord. Help us to realize, God, we got someone to call on. There is help there, God. God, I pray right now, Lord, you just move in this service. Help me as I try to preach this. Get me out of the way, Lord, and let everything go to Jesus. We love you. We thank you for answering prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. When David couldn't find encouragement nowhere else, when David couldn't find encouragement from his friends, when David couldn't find, now listen, when David could not find encouragement from his mighty men, they were there. We have Abishai and Shimei and all these guys. They were there, and that maybe they were might have been some of the ones. Sometimes you don't need to look to your best friend. Sometimes you need to look to God. Amen. That David had to encourage himself. Number one, if you're going to encourage yourself, you got to remind yourself of who you are. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 15, verse 14, ye are my friends. This is Jesus talking, glory to God. These are the words in red, amen. I got a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. John chapter 13, verse 25 says, ye are my disciples. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, ye are the salt of the earth. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 says, ye are the light of the world. Romans chapter 8, verse 16 says, we are the children of God. The Bible says we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Amen. So why don't we just quit being so discouraged, quit getting down in the dumps, and remind yourself of who you really are. See, the problem is it's real easy to get our eyes off of God. Real easy to get our eyes on everything else. Real easy to get our eyes on everything that I'm going through. Ain't nobody going through what I'm going through. Ain't nobody been where I've been. Ain't nobody in there. Taylor, ain't nobody never traveled down this valley I'm in. Yeah. Like you the only one going through something. Listen, we ain't got time, and I'm telling you right now, if I went to everybody in this building and we started talking about what we're going through, we'd wear out all the handkerchiefs and wear out all the napkins in here, and we'd cry and weep and bellyache and cry and just grumble. Let me tell you, we all facing something. But the problem is we get our eyes off what we're supposed to be looking for. I'm reminded of a story I read one time about a guy that was visiting a handicapped hospital for children. These children were mentally handicapped. And he was walking through the hospital, and he asked the doctor, he says, why are all the little handprints on the windows? And the doctor told him, said, well, these kids know that Jesus is coming back. And when they get up every morning, they're looking out the window looking for him. Amen. That's where we fall short. That's what's wrong with all of us adults. That's what's wrong with we burdened down with the cares of the world. We're burdened down with our jobs. We're burdened down with this. We're burdened down with that. And we're not looking to Jesus anymore. We're not looking to the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. We're looking at everything else. But I'm telling you, folks, if we'll get our eyes back focused on him, glory to God, and I am preaching to myself tonight, if we'll get our eyes back focused on him and realize who I am in Jesus Christ, hey, I am more than a conqueror, glory to God. I am one of his children. Amen. Sometimes you just got to encourage yourself. How do you encourage yourself? Through the promises of God. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. If he cares for us, why in the world are we casting our cares on him? Why are you trying to carry the burden that he wants to carry for you? Psalms 34, verse 19 says this, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Affliction right there, that is suffering or distress. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, there hath no temptation taken you, but it's common to man. But God is faithful. Let me say that again. But God is faithful. But God is faithful, amen, who will not suffer you to be tempted more than you're able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape that ye may be able to bear it. James chapter 5, verse 14 says, is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall rise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. We've got all the promises of God that we neglect. We've got all the promises of God that we push aside. We got all the promises of God that we want to hear what the doctor's got to say more than we want to hear what God's got to say. And that's where we get our eyes off of God. So we got all these promises. Why in the world don't we hold to them? If we go back to Matthew chapter 6 and we start reading through that, and we get down there around verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Do y'all still believe the Bible? Amen. I've come too far not to believe. I've seen too much now to turn my back on him. I realize and I understand. Let me tell you something. If there's anything wrong, it ain't on his end, amen. If there's anything wrong, it's on my end and it's on our end. So the promises of God are there. So why don't we encourage ourselves in the promises of God? And you got to remember something. When we are following the Lord, we cannot fail. How many times you ever done it on your own? Every time I ever did it on my own, I failed. Every time. I'm not talking about sometime, Mike. I'm talking about every time. Every time I did it the way God told me to do it, I could come out on top. What does that tell us? There's not a person in here that can tell me you didn't do it the way God said do it and you failed. So we got to remember you can't go. What does Psalm 60 verse 12? Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. It didn't say weapons wouldn't be formed against us, but it said they wouldn't prosper. Amen. Like I preached this morning, the devil is shooting a gun that's only got blanks in it. Amen. And you got to understand something. But the problem is when he points it at us, we get scared to death. We fall down. We get our eyes off of the Lord. Hey, no weapon formed against me can prosper. Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Preacher Tommy Bryson said all means all, and that's all means. Amen. You either got to believe it or not believe it. Hebrews chapter 6, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So how do we encourage ourselves in the Lord? You got to remember that you've been forgiven. If nothing else, you've been forgiven. Glory to God. If nothing else, we ain't going to hell. Glory to God. That's the reason to shout right there. Hey, if he didn't do nothing else for me, I'm not going to hell. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've been covered by the blood. Glory to God. And hey, it can't get no better than that. Romans chapter 4 verse 7, saying, blessed are those whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Romans chapter 1, Psalms 103 verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 says this, it is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are made new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. There it is again. Great is his faithfulness. Now I know in a crowd this big, and just like I preached this morning, somebody's been losing the battle. Somebody's been fighting the battle. And I wanted to preach this tonight to come in and encourage us to stay in there. To stay in there. I want to just read just a little bit more, okay? Verse 7, and David said unto Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. And David inquired of the Lord. He prayed. He got in touch with God. Verse 8 says, David got in touch with God. And when you start encouraging yourself in the Lord, you start getting in touch with God. If you go down to the Bible says, and David went in verse 9. Where did he go? I'm going back to get what the devil took from me. Amen. I'm going back to get what the devil took from me. In verse 17, the Bible says that David smote them. David didn't do that in his own strength. God was with him. Amen. If you go on down to verse 18, the Bible says that David recovered all. That means David went out there. David took his men. He went down there. He whooped the enemy. He got back everything they took from him, brought it right back to their own camp. All those people that were wanting to stone him, now they're cheering him. They got him up on their shoulders, David. They just lifting him up, saying, you are the man. There ain't nobody like you. I'm talking about just a few hours before, they wanting to stone him. Just a few hours before, everybody's weeping and crying. And it took one man inquiring of the Lord. It took one man doing what he was supposed to do. It took one man going and being the man of God that God wanted and brought everything back. Amen. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You going to encourage yourself, or are you going to slide on down that rabbit hole? You going to stop the slide tonight, or are you going to keep it going? It's all up to you. Verse 19 said there was nothing lacking. Nothing lacking. I'm reminded of the Bible, of what the Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 2, when Moses and the children of Israel had went to Mount Seir, and they had been there, and the Lord said, you've come past this mountain long enough, it's time to turn northward. Some of y'all been fighting with something long enough. You've been going around this mountain long enough. It's time to encourage yourself in the Lord tonight. It's time to get our minds focused back where they need to focus. It's time to get our minds focused where they need to be focused. Quit looking at everything else. Get back in tune with God. See, the problem is we come to church sometimes and we look at who ain't here instead of looking at who is here. Amen. See, the problem is we come in and, you know, I've told you before, some of y'all can't shout if some people ain't singing. Some of y'all can't raise your hand if Preacher Tim ain't preaching. Shame on you. He's the same God. Whether Mike's singing or whether Jenny's singing or whether Robert's singing. He's the same God. Whether I'm preaching or David's in the pulpit or Chucky's in the pulpit, he's the same God. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if you go back and watch some of them, what some of these guys have preached from this pulpit, it's just as good as anything I can bring. Because they're bringing it out the Bible. Amen. We need to get it focused back on what we need our minds focused on. And don't worry about everything that's going on the outside. Don't worry about all that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, folks, sometimes I have to encourage myself in the Lord. Sometimes I just have to say, listen, I'm going on for Jesus. Amen. I don't know why Charles Johnson and the Revivers just come into my mind. They had a song, I'm going on with my Jesus, just the same. Amen. It says, you may false accuse me, scandalize my name, but I'm going on with my Jesus just the same. What about you? What about you? Are you encouraged tonight in the Lord? Or are you getting a little down? See, that's what life would do to you. That's what life would do to you. I want you to bow your heads. Jenny, can you come back and sing that last song you sang?